Eric muttered a charm, the image of Borg that had masked his true appearance from the Laos of our king melted away just as the air went cold. The color drained from his face, sweat beaded upon his brow. He knew that prick to the back of his neck, the drug-like perfumes of Under-Earth. "How now, sweet Eric?" Fan's hot breath grazed his ears and his chest tightened. "She's here," Fan hissed. Her voice spilled down his back like honey. "I can feel her." "And you have fear?" He could hear her breathe, drawing in his scent. "I can smell it." Her words slithered from her mouth, and Eric cringed when he felt the tips of her fingers graze his bare shoulders. "Stand back, witch," he growled, and watched the black of her eyes dilate with prowess. "Where is she, Drui?" Fand asked. Eric clenched his jaw, loathing the word, and she smiled. Delighted at her own cleverness, he mused. Fan repeated the word with a grin. "Drui?" It rolled off her tongue. "She isn't here, Fand." The Fey goddess gave a plump pout that forced all his attention to her mouth. Her spells hung heavy in the air. They worked to cloud his mind. "Not here?" she asked, feigning disappointment. "But I feel her. She's near. I didn't give her the tincture, Fand." Eric watched her performance change to rage as she abandoned her game. "I gave it to another." "She's gone, Fand." Hate tightened her face, and her chest rose and fell with increased breath. "Where?" she seethed. "Gunir." Spinning on the ball of her foot, Fand stomped toward the hidden passage. "You can't go, Fand!" Eric shouted as she moved her hand to transform, his words pulling her back. "The Asafar have no saviors. Their knowledge of the sage is the same as men. You step one foot, Nugunir, and Danon will know." "Danon can't detect the girl. Danon doesn't know the girl exists," Eric said, knowing he had her. "Unless something, such as the Fae, approaches Kalan, Danon won't know." "You're out of options." Venom twisted her face, and she raised a hand filled with golden scythe. "You lay a hand on me, Fand," Eric shouted over her threat. "Lay one finger, and then what? You have only a few more breaths before Danon finds you here." Fear stripped her rage, and he watched with satisfaction as she glanced at the runes that lined his chest. "You wouldn't," she said. "If it means Cullen will remain safe," Eric said, "I will undo the spells that bind my scythe, or so that Danon can find me. Kill me, and Danon will know." "What then, Fand? What will you tell her when she finds you've killed one of her precious Drui?" Fand twitched with a want to kill. He had her. "Danon doesn't forgive," he said. "You have no time." "There are other ways for me to find her," Fand said. "Others who will want what she has, so long as it isn't you." "If I find her, I promise there will be no prison that waits her," Fan said. "I will kill her. Get in my way again, Drui, and I will kill you." Eric felt the fight in him rebound, the battle he thought he had won he had only postponed. Her task having failed, she turned to leave when a step, too soft to be heard by most, earned the attention of the Drui and the goddess. There in the shadows, the Dark One stood, his long sword poised, his dark eyes fixed on Fand with such loathing as to make Eric's blood turn cold. Fand smiled. Her eyes glistened with amusement as if she had found a long-lost toy. "You," Bergen snarled. "Bergen," she purred, grinning and studying him up and down with a look that made Eric's skin peel. Bergen's name in her mouth seemed only to darken Bergen's temper. "Fehor?" Bergen grumbled. "Still burning?" she asked. Bergen tightened his grasp on the hilt, catching a bit of light on the blade. Faint lines of gold glistened from beneath the folded black metal where scythe composed its core. "Still have my sword, I see," Fan said. "Always in my grasp, Fehor," Bergen said. Fan scoffed and turned her venom to Eric. "Drui," she said, bidding farewell. With a flick of her wrist, she contorted herself into a raven and flew from the stables out through the corridor behind Bergen and back to the courtyard in the sky.